Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I know my man's hands. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 36-year-old married woman, and my husband is 38. I'm pregnant with my second child, and I'm too far along to travel, so my husband went to his baby sister's wedding without me. He's from Detroit, and his ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. When we first met, he would go to Detroit to visit with his son, and he would stay at his old home where his ex-wife still lives. He tried to rationalize it by saying he still pays for the house, so he's not going to go to Detroit and pay for a hotel room. After I broke up with him for doing it, he started either staying in a hotel or he would stay with his cousin. Going back and forth to Detroit has always been an issue with me because he gets ghosted when he's there. He tells me that it's because he puts his phone down so he can be present and in the moment with his son. But I think he's over there with his ex-wife playing house. When I noticed I was nagging him about it, I stopped mentioning it. Now when he is there, if he ignores my calls, I ignore his. I hate playing games at this age, but I have to get his attention somehow. So back to the topic at hand. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding, and he told me that his ex-wife was invited. I cannot argue with that because she will be linked to the family forever through their son. I saw photos days after the wedding, and his ex-wife was in a lot of pictures with the family. One picture was taken of her back, and there was a hand on her lower back right at her butt. It was my husband's right hand. He can deny it all he wants. That's right. I know my man's hands. I'm going crazy thinking he was with his ex all weekend. Is it not his responsibility to make me think otherwise? No, I don't think it's his responsibility to do that. You saw what you saw. You saw your husband's hand on her lower back. Don't leave it up to him to try to make you think you saw something other than what you saw. You saw it with your own eyes and you cannot unsee it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And his hand on her lower back, right at her butt, as you say, means they're still very close and familiar with each other. Kid aside, yes, he could very well have been with her this weekend in Detroit. Of course, he's going to deny it. I mean, what else is he gonna say? You busted him. What is he going to say? It wasn't his hand. You definitely should know your husband's hand. And he's not going to tell you the truth. No chance of that. You already know what's up anyway. Didn't you say you left him early on in your relationship because of his situation with her? All of this getting ghost when he's in Detroit, putting his phone down, not answering when you call. All that sounds very suspect to me. Spending time with his son does not require him to spend time with his baby mama, too. Period. Steve?
This is going to be a tough one here.
Yeah. Wiggle out of this one.
Fix it
for him, dog.
I'm already at hand. It's a loophole in this letter. Very, very large loophole. I'm about to dive through it.
What? It sounds like you're about to lie.
Men, we'll be in some situations here. Whenever you meet a man or a woman, know that there comes a history with these people. Nobody is history free. Everybody has a present. Everybody has a past. That's how you get to the present. Mm-hmm. You need the small P to become the big P. Past, present. And what's the most important thing? The big P. Present. But y'all like to bring up the past. So now what we got to do is cover the past. Shade the past. Make it appear to be something that it wasn't. So we can get on with the present. See, I'm doing the same thing this woman did in this letter because it took her a long time to get down to the crux of this letter. But she thought she was in court, so she was presenting her case. She's 36, her husband's 38, she's pregnant with her second child, so she can't travel. So your husband went to his baby sister's wedding without me. Well, he is his baby sister, so we don't have a problem there. But this is all to set us up for her side of the story. He's from Detroit. His ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. He has a past. They were married. They had a child. They were together. Now, when we first met, he'd go to Detroit to visit his son, and he'd stay at his old home where his ex-wife still lived. He tried to rationalize it by saying he still paid for the house. He ain't gonna go to Detroit and pay for a hotel room. Bravo, brother, nice things, but you know that one ain't gonna last. That one ain't gonna last. Now, I must tell you that that type of thinking is not gonna last. I can't help you with this one, dog. I ain't over here. I'm going to Detroit. I'm paying for this house. I'm gonna pay for a house and a hotel. Yes, you will. So you broke up with him for doing it. He started either staying in a hotel or he'd stay at his cousin's house. And that's the way you get your way, lady. I commend you for that. I'm on your side. Going back to Fourth, Detroit's always been an issue with me because he gets ghosts when he's there. You mad about the whole Detroit situation anyway. The man got to go see his son. We get beat up all the time for not taking care of our kids. Then when we go and be a quality father, somebody got a problem with that part too. Now you can't have your cake and eat it too. When we come back, we'll just talk about what you actually gonna eat though. Okay, because it ain't gonna be cake.
All right. All right, hold that thought, Steve. Coming up in 23 minutes after the hour. We will recap today's strawberry letter and have more of your response. The subject is, I know my man's hands. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I know my man's hands.
Well, lady, you set up this letter to get to this long part. We waited till the end of this letter. You told us. Because you were stating your case that you 36, he 38. You're having your second child. I don't know if that's with him. I'm pregnant with my second child, and I I wasn't able to travel. I'm probably assuming that's y'all's two children, or you had one before, but this one is his for sure. Doesn't matter. He's from Detroit. His ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. Then when he first met, y'all would go back and forth to Detroit, and he would stay at his old home where his ex still lives, and he tried to rationalize that he ain't paying for a house and a hotel when he go to Detroit. You got on him about it, and you broke up with him for doing it, so he either stays at a hotel or with his cousin now. Bravo, lady, you did the right thing. Put your foot down. Stop that. It's hard for me to fix that one too, bros, because I'm not going to be able to help you with this one right here. You can't stay at the woman's house. And it's really all I can give you. That one ain't going to fly. So anyway, going back and forth, Detroit's always been an issue because he gets ghosts when he's there. He tells me it's because he puts his phone down so he can be present and in the moment with his son. Ain't God good? Now, daddy, listen to me. If your son 12 and he don't know that the phone gonna ring sometime, we need to turn him on to technology, because he at that age where y'all probably considering getting him a phone anyway. So you putting your phone down so you can be present. Then you say, but I think he over there with his ex-wife playing house. Then you said, when I noticed I was nagging him about it, I stopped mentioning it. So when he's there, he ignores my calls. Ignore the wife's calls?
Help him. Boy, help him. Help him.
I can't help you with this right here. Ignore the wife's calls? Mm. Bruh, you have got to find a way to answer that phone and say, baby, we in the movies now. Baby, I'm putting him to sleep. But he 12, so that ain't going to work. I don't know. You been reading bedtime stories. You got to do something, but you cannot ignore her calls. You got to pick that phone up and say something else, dog.
Yes.
You cannot ignore your wife's call. I can't help you with him. So if he ignores my calls, I ignore his. Well, he probably saying hallelujah to that. I called you, baby. You ain't answer. Whew. That's a relief. So you stupid. You giving him more free time now. You stupid. That's a dumb move, lady. Stop doing that. Stop ignoring him. He's going to pick him up and just say, hello, where you been? you ready to talk now? Oh, I guess it's convenient for me now while I'm carrying your baby. Oh, it's a whole lot of stuff you can say when you pick that phone up to make him want to vomit. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding. He told me his ex-wife was invited. Oh, well, first of all, let me tell you this. She said, I hate playing games at this age, but I have to get his attention somehow. So back to the topic at hand. We are 90% through with the letter before she gets to this part. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding. He told me his ex-wife was invited. I could not argue with that because she is linked to the family forever through the son. Okay, got that. I saw photos the day after the wedding, and his ex-wife was in a lot of pics with the family. Yeah, she was there. You would have been in pics too, but you couldn't make it because you was pregnant, right? One picture was taken of her back, and there was a hand on her lower back, right at her butt. It was my husband's hand. He can deny it all he wants. I know my man's hands. I'm going crazy thinking he was with his ex all weekend. Is it not his responsibility to make me think otherwise? Yes, it is his responsibility to make you think otherwise. And he did just that. He said, that is not my hand. You says he can deny it all he wants. I know my man's hand. That is not my hand. You know how many people got this hand right here?
You, just you.
A whole lot of people got hand look like mine.
Oh, please.
Did you see my face back there on her back?
On her butt?
Did you see my wedding ring on her back? Because I always wear my wedding ring. Huh? Look how small that man's hands is. Now look at my hands. Because see, the picture there is deception. Pictures are never as clear as they are. It is the size of the man's hand that I would win this argument. And I would make a refer to a case in the past.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That is not my hand. It is the wrong size. Oh, it look like my hand, but it ain't right. I put my hand up against that picture, which will be way bigger, and I'll go right there. Look at that. Look at the hand size. Let me take my hand and put it on your lower back.
All right. Leave your comments.
That is not my hand. Is it his responsibility to make me think otherwise? Yes, and he did.
No, if he did. And fit, no. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Quoting
on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.